下是圣文 AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 讲课，内容《博迦梵歌原译》第十三章，世界一及世界二，时间1973年8月10日，地点法国巴黎。
Translation: Arjuna said, "O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the end of knowledge." The blessed Lord then said.This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field.
翻译 Arjuna 说，亲爱的 Krishna， 我想要了解 Prakriti 自然 Purusa 享受者场所以及场所的了解者知识以及知识的目标。圣祖说，这个身体哦，昆蒂之子啊，被称为场所，一个知道这个身体的人被称为场所的了解者。
Prakriti purushan chaiva chetram chetra game vacha etat veditam ichchami gyanam geyam japyesu. This is the special prerogative of human being.
这是人类特有的优势。
That he can understandthe nature, this cosmic manifestation, and the enjoyer of the nature, and he can be fully conversant about what is the object of knowledge, gyanam.
即他能够了解什么是自然物质展示自然的享受者，他能够完全精通什么是知识的目标 Gyan.
There are three things: Gyan, Gyata and Gyan.
有三样事物 Gyan, Gyata and Gyan.
The object of knowledge, the knower is calledGyanata. The object of knowledge is called Gyan.
知道了解者被称为 Gyanata， 知识的对象被称为 Gyanam.
And the process by which one can understand that is called Gyan.
而一个人可以进行理解的这个方法被称为 Gyan， 知识。
Knowledge. As soon as we speak of knowledge,There must be three things: the object of knowledge, the person who is trying to know, and the process by which the object of knowledge is achieved.
我们每谈到知识的时候，就必须有三样事物：知识的对象、那个想要知道的人，以及他可以获得知识的方法。
So, some of them, just like the materialist scientists, they are simply trying to know the prakriti.
他们中的有些人，好比一些物质主义的科学家，他们只是想知道 prakriti.
But they do not know the purusha.
但他们不了解 purusha.
Prakriti means the enjoyer, and Purusha means the enjoyer.
Prakriti 意味着被享受者 ，Purusha 意思是享受者。
Actually, enjoyer is Krishna.
事实上，享受者是 Krishna.
He is the original Purusha.
That 他是原始的 Purusha.
It is admitted by.Arjuna, Purusham Shashvatam.
这点被 Arjuna 承认了 Purusham Shashvatam.
He was the original enjoyer, Purusham.
你是原始的享受者 Purusham.
Krishna is the enjoyer. And every one of us, the living entities, and the prakriti, nature, everything is to be enjoyed by Krishna.
Krishna 是享受者，而我们每一个人，这些生物体、prakriti、自然，一切都是要被 Krishna 享受的。
That is Krishna's. Another purusha, we living entities.
那便是 Krishna. 另外一种 purusha, 我们这些生物体。
We are not purusha.
我们并不是 purusha.
We are also prakriti.
我们也是 prakriti.
We are to be enjoyed.
我们是要被享受的。
But in this material condition, we are trying to be purusha, enjoyer.
但在这种物质的状况下，我们想要成为 purusha, 享受者。
That means when the prakriti or the living entities wants to become purusha, that is material condition.
意思是说，当 prakriti 生物体想要成为 purusha， 那边是物质状况。
If an old man tries to become a man, as that is unnatural. Similarly, when the living entities who is by nature to be enjoyed.
如果一个妇女想要成为一个男人，那是不自然的。同样的，如果我们这些生物体，我们按照本性是应该被享受的。
The example as you have given several times, that
我们给过的一个举过好几次的一个例子是
，This finger captures some nice foodstuff, but.Actually, the fingers are not enjoying.
手指可以抓住一些很好吃的食物，但是事实上，手指并不是享受者。
The fingers can help the real enjoyer, namely the stomach.
手指可以帮助真正的享受者，即胃。
It can pick up some nice foodstuff and put into the mouth, and when it goes to the stomach.The real enjoyer, then all the prakritis, all the parts of the body, all the limbs of the body, they feel satisfaction.
他可以拿起一些好吃的食物放进嘴里，当他进入了胃真正的享受之后，那么所有的 prakriti, 身体的所有的部分，所有的肢体，他们都感到满足。
So the enjoyer is the stomach, not any part of the body.
所以享受者是胃，而不是身体的任何其他部分。
There is a story in Hitopadesa, from which the Aesop's family is translated.
在 Hitopadesa 之中有一个故事，许多伊索寓言就是从那里翻译出来的。
There is a story, Udarendriyanam.
那里有一个故事 ,Udarendriyanam.
Udara means this, belly. And Indriya means the senses.
Udara 意思是这个肚子 ,Indriya 意思是感官。
There is a story of Udarendriyanam.
有一个乌德仁迪亚南的故事。
The senses, all the senses met together in a meeting.
所有的感官聚在一起开会。
They said that we are working senses. Why do you?
他们说我们都是感官，这些感官。我们都是国王，这些感官说。
We are walking. The leg said, "Yes, I'm whole day. I'm walking."
腿说我们都在工作你看整天我都在走路
The hand says yes I'm working whole day wherever the body says you come here and pick up the food and bringing things I'm cooking and cooking also
手也说是啊我整天都在工作不论身体什么时候跟我说你过来拿起这块食物或者拿一些做好的东西来我而且还做饭
Then the eyes they say that I am seeing
眼睛说我们都在看
Every limb of the body they made a strike that no more we are going to work only for the stomach who is eating only
所以所有的这些肢体整个身体他们都开始罢工我们不应该再继续为那个只是知道吃的胃来工作了
We are all working and this man or this stomach is eating
我们都在工作而这个人这个胃他只是吃
Then the strike just like the capitalist and the worker
然后就罢工了就好比资本家和工人之间发生的一样
The worker undergoes strike no more work
工人罢工了不进行工作了
So all these linked parts of the body they observe striking
所以所有这些肢体身体的部分他们都开始罢工了
And after 2-3 days when again they met They talk amongst themselves.
过了两三天之后，他们再次聚到一起的时候，他们互相之间说道
"Why you are becoming weak? You cannot work now.
我们怎么变得虚弱了？我们不能再工作了。
The legs also said, "Yes, I was feeling handsome."
腿也说：“是啊，我感到很虚弱。”手也感到虚弱，每一个人都是这样。
So what is the cause?
原因是什么呢？
The cause that the stomach says because I am not eating.
胃说因为我没有吃东西。
So if you want to remain strong, then you must give me to eat.
如果你们想强壮的话，你们必须给我东西吃。
Otherwise.So I'm the enjoyer.
所以我是享受者。
You are not enjoyer.
你们不是享受者。
You are to supply things for my enjoyment.
你们应该为我的享受提供东西。
That is your position.
那是你们的地位。
They understood, yes. We cannot directly enjoy. It is not possible. The enjoyment must be through the stomach.
所以他们理解了，我们不可能直接的享受，这是不可能的。享受必须通过胃来进行。
You take one rasgulla, you the fingers, you cannot enjoy.
你手指，你即便拿了一块 rasgulla, 你也不可能享受。
You give it to the mouth, and when it goes to the stomach, there is immediately energy.
你把它送给嘴，然后当它进入了胃里之后，立即就有能量了。
Not only the fingers enjoy, the eyes.All other parts, they feel satisfaction and strength also.
不仅手指享受了，眼睛其他所有的部分，他们都感到了满足和力量。
Similarly, the real enjoyer is Krishna.
同样的，真正的享受者是 Krishna.
Krishna says, "Bhoktaram jagadamsam sarvalokamahisaram."Sridham Sarvabhutanam Jnatya Mam Shantimichyati
Krishna 说一个人若能全然知觉我知道我是一切祭祀牺牲和苦行的终极受惠者一切星球和半世人的终极主宰一切生物体的赐福者及祝愿者他便能在物质苦难的痛苦中获得平和
Thereafter Shanti Peacefulness Peace of the mind
他们都在追求平和 Shanti 心意的平和
Where is Shanti?
Shanti 在哪里呢
They are working all day and night to get peace No, that is not possible.
他们整天整夜的辛勤的工作，想要获得心意的平衡，不，那是不可能的。
How it is possible?
怎么样才可能呢？
Just try to understand three things only.
只要试图去理解三样事物。
Then you get something.
然后你就能得到一些东西了。
What is that?
那是什么呢？
Krishna said that I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer.
Krishna 说，我是享受者，你们不是享受者。没有人是享受者。
If you understand this, that Krishna is the enjoyer.
如果你能理解这点， Krishna 是享受者。
One, out of the three items, one, bhokta.
上面提到的三样东西中的一样， bhokta.
Everyone in this material world, everyone is trying to become enjoyer. The first class enjoyer, number one enjoyer.
在这个物质世界中的每一个人，他们都思想成为享受者，第一等的享受者，第一号的享受者。
But it is not possible.
但那是不可能的。
Nobody can enjoy.
没人能够享受。
Only Krishna is the enjoyer, and if we cooperate with Krishna through his enjoyment, we can enjoy.
只有 Krishna 是享受者，如果我们和 Krishna 合作，通过他的享受，我们也能够享受。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
This is real knowledge.
这是真正的知识。
Every rascal is trying to become enjoyer.
每个恶棍都想成为享受者。
This is material world.
这便是物质世界。
Everyone is after sense.
每个人都跟着感官跑。
In the so-called Prakriti, O man, the propensity is to enjoy.
即便是那些 Prakriti, 女人的倾向也是享受。
Purusha.
Purusha.
Therefore, here in this material world, even though a woman is dressed like a woman, his mind is Purusha.
因此在这个物质世界，即便一个女人的穿着打扮像个女人，他的心意也是 Purusha。
She wants to enjoy.
他想要享受。
Here, the woman wants a man.
这个女人想要一个男人。
Although superficially it is supposed the man is the enjoyer, the woman is the enjoyer, but actually the woman also wants to enjoy the man.
虽然表面上一个男人应该是享受者，女人是被享受的，但事实上女人也想要享受男人。
That is, Maya.
这边是 Maya.
Prakriti cannot enjoy, become Purusha.
一个 Prakriti 是不能享受成为 Purusha 的。
So, in the Bhagavad Gita,The living entities are described as prakriti.
因此在博迦梵歌中，生物体被描述为 prakriti.
Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dharjate jalat.
除了这些臂力强大的 Arjuna 呀，我还有另一种较高等的能量形成了这些生物体，他们正在利用这个低等的物质自然的资源。
So the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not know the secret.
因此 Mayavadi 的哲学家们，他们并不了解这个秘密。
They want to become God, enjoy.
他们想要成为神，享受。
Our philosophy is different.
我们的哲学是不同的。
We do not wish to become enjoyer.
我们并不想要成为享受者。
We want to be enjoyed.
我们想要成为被享受者。
That is our.
那是我们真实的地位。
Real position. We want to serve Krishna.
我们想要服务 Krishna.
We want to offer everything to Krishna.
我们想要把一切都献给 Krishna.
We do not want to enjoy anything ourselves.
我们并不想自己享受任何东西。
That is Vaishnava.
那便是 Vaishnava 主义。
So, yet there are in the material world there are so many universities and economic development plans, but all these rascals they do not know who will enjoy.
在这个物质世界有这么多的大学，这么多经济发展的计划，但是这些恶棍他们并不知道谁将要享受。
Enjoyer and who is enjoyer, they do not. They
谁是享受者，谁是被享受的，他们并不知道。
Think that we are enjoyer.
他们想我们是享受者。
Every nation, every community, every man is struggling. I am enjoyer. This is called Maya.
每一个国家，每一个社团，每一个人都在奋斗。我要是享受者，这便是 Maya。
We get a certain type of body to fulfill our certain type of desire.
我们按照自己所应得的得到了某种躯体。
The yesterday evening we are talking with that cardinal. So when I said that if you eat meat like animals, like the tigers or the fox, then Krishna will give you the facility to become next life a tiger and fox and cat and dog like that.
昨天晚上当我们和那个红衣主教说话的时候，我提到，如果你想吃动物的肉，像老虎一样或者像狐狸一样，那么 Krishna 会给予你这个便利，你可以在下一生成为一只老虎或者狐狸或者猫狗等等。
These are stated. This is not my manufacturing word. These are you'll find.
这些都是有记载的，这并不是我发明的。你们能够发现这些。
You are human being.
你是一个人。
You must act like a human being.
你必须像一个人那样的去行动。
For human being, this Bhagavad Gita is there.
为了人类，这有这本《不叫梵歌》。
Krishna is instructing to a human being, Arjuna.
Krishna 是要教导一个人 ，Arjuna.
Not a cat, not a dog.
不是一只猫，也不是一只狗。
So, knowledge means it is meant for the human.
所以知识便意味着它是为了人类的。
Not for the cats and dogs.
并不是为了猫啊狗的。
Laws means it is meant for the human being.
法律也意味着它是为了人类的。
Laws means you should do this, you should not do this.
法律的意思是你应该做这个，你不应该做这个。
This is law, a state law or any law.
这便是法律，好比州立的法律或者任何其他的法律。
Nature's laws.
还有自然的法律。
Everywhere.
到处都是这样。
So,Human being, for human being, Krishna is advising, patram pushpam phalam toyam, jumi bhakta prajachati, because every human being must be a devotee of Krishna.
所以为了人类 ,Krishna 在建议，无论是谁向我奉献一片叶、一朵花、一个水果或是水，因为每一个人都必须成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
That is his first business.
那是他头等的任务。
So for a devotee, Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajachati.
所以对一个奉献者 ,Krishna 说无论是谁向我奉献一片叶、一朵花、一只水果或者是水。
This is the order.
这是命令。
Therefore, next sloka is called Bhagavan Vacha.
因此下一个世界是 Bhagavan Vacha.
Bhagavan Vacha means Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, the Supreme Opulent, His order.
Bhagavan Vacha 意思是说 Bhagavan 自尊的主、自尊的人、自尊的富裕者，他在下命令。
And we are servants, we are predominated, we are not predominated. Therefore, it is our duty to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of God.
我们都是仆人，我们是被支配的，我们不是支配者。因此，我们的任务，我们的义务是遵从自尊人格神的命令。
And that is called religion.
那便是宗教。
Religion does not mean the so-called rituals.
宗教并不指那些所谓的仪式。
Formalities, they are also required, but the real purpose of religion is to abide by the orders of the Supreme.
那些只是形式，他们也是必要的。但是，宗教的真正的目的是遵从自尊人格神的命令。
That is it.
那是宗教。
Religion means to abide by the orders of Krishna or God. That is it.
宗教意味着遵从神 Krishna 的命令，那才是宗教。
So you may become, you may be a Christian, you may be a Mohammedan, you may be a Hindu or Buddhist. It doesn't matter whatever you may be. Whether you are abiding by the orders of God, then you are
Jesus. 所以你可以是一个基督教徒、伊斯兰教徒、印度教徒、佛教徒，那都没有关系。无论你是什么，关键要看你是不是遵从神的指示。那样的话，你才是合乎宗教的。
Not that God or God's representative says, "Thou shalt not kill," and I go on killing in the slaughterhouse.
并不是说，如果神的代表对我们说，你们不应该杀生，而我继续在屠宰场里杀生。
And when asked why I'm killing, I give some my interpretation of my own.
而当被问及为什么我要杀生的时候，我给予一些我自己的解释。
This rascal time is going.
这种流氓行径现在到处都是。
Nobody is religious.
现在没有人合乎宗教。
Because nobody is following the orders of God.
因为没有人遵循神的命令。
Neither anybody, mantra, bhakti, nakasta. Krishna says.That I know past, present, future, everything.
Krishna 说我知道过去、现在、将来一切。
That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这在 Srimad Bhagavatam 里面证实了。
Janmadasya jataha annayati tatatascha arthesu abhigya. Abhigya means one who knows.
Abhigyan 的意思是一个知道的人。
And Krishna confirms, yes, I know past, present, future, everything.
而且 Krishna 也证实了，是的，我知道过去、现在、未来一切。
That is Krishna, that is God.
那是 Krishna, 那是神。
Therefore, His order is supreme.
因此他的命令是至尊的。
So we have to follow his order.
我们必须要遵循他的命令。
That is real religion.
那是真正的宗教。
Purusha. Purusha is giving order.
Purusha 在下命令。
Let's take an ordinary dealing in our family affairs. The husband gives order. Wife, you should manage like this. You should do like this.
正如好比在日常生活中，在我们家庭事务中，丈夫给妻子下命令说：“你必须要这样安排，你必须要做这个。”
Similarly, prakriti, we are all prakritis, we are abide by the orders of the Supreme.
同样的，我们都是 prakriti, 我们都要遵从神的命令，自尊的命令。
Therefore, Arjuna is asking the.
因此，阿尔就问道：“
阿尔尊 is asking the supreme personality of Godhead, you teach me。”
阿尔尊呢请求自尊人格神，请你教导我。
That is perfect teaching。
这是完美的教导。
If you learn something from Krishna or from his representative, that is perfect。
如果你从 Krishna 或从他的代表那里学到一些东西，那是完美的。
That is perfect knowledge。
那是完美的知识。
All other knowledge that you gather, that cannot be perfect.
你得到的其他的一些知识都不可能是完美的。
Because unless you are perfect, how you can give perfect knowledge?
因为除非你是完美的，你怎么可能给予完美的知识？
So every one of us, is imperfect.Because we have got imperfect senses.
所以我们每个人都是不完美的，因为我们有不完美的感官。
So, with imperfect knowledge,
靠不完美的知识，
just like the so-called scientists, philosophers, they propose their theories, I think it may be like this, perhaps these are not knowledge.
正如那些所谓的科学家、哲学家，他们提出他们的理论，我想可能是这样的，也许这些都不是知识。
This is all nonsense.
这些都是无稽之谈。
You must speak definitely. If you know.
如果你知道的话，你一定能够确切地讲出来。
Just like the Shastra says, Jalaja Namalakhani. Definitely. 900,000 species of life within the water.
正如夏斯学中讲到，吉拉加纳瓦拉克萨尼很确定的，在水中有900,000种生命。
Why you could say about 9 lakhs? No, 9 lakhs.
为什么呢？你当然可以说大约有900,000种，不，就是900,000种。
Not about, more or less, no.
不是大约。多一点或少一点，不。
Not like that.
不是那样的。
That is knowledge.
那才叫知识。
That is perfect.
那是完美的。
Jalajaramalakhani, Thavaralakhvipshati, and the trees, plants, they are 2 millions.
树木、植物有200,000种。
Never says approximately, maybe, perhaps, no.
永远不要说大约、也许、可能、不。
This is all nonsense.
这都是无稽之谈。
We don't accept such knowledge.
我们不接受这样的知识。
But in the material world, these things are going on. Any rascal will give some theory that will be accepted and will be given offered Nobel Prize.
但是在这个物质世界，到处都是这样，一个恶棍提出什么理论。然后他就被接受了，并且被授予诺贝尔奖。
That is condemned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai varaha ustrai ustrakharai samstuta purusha pasu.
所以呢，在《顺典婆伽梵堂》中是被诅咒的。
So according to Bhagavad direction, these Nobel Prize winners are exactly like.Dogs, camels, hogs, Savir, Varaha, Ustra, and asses.
所以按照婆伽瓦坛的教导，这些诺贝尔奖的获得者正好比是狗、骆驼、猪和驴。
And they are praised by similar animals.
而且他们被类似的动物所称赞。
That's
right. 嗯，就是这样。
The Nobel Prize winner and the Nobel Prize giver, both of them are like dogs, hogs, animals, and asses.
所以诺贝尔奖的获得者和诺贝尔奖的受益者，他们都是像狗、猪、动物和驴一样。
This is fact.
这是个事实。
If a person has written some theory, evolution of chemicals, and all rubbish things.It is very nice thing for these so-called dogs and camels.
如果某一个人写了什么理论，化学物的进化，一大堆垃圾的东西，对于这些所狗啊、骆驼之类的，确实很好的东西。
But those who have got eyes to see, one who has heard from Krishna, he will understand this is nonsense.
但是对于那些有能够看东西的眼睛，那些听说过 Krishna 的人。他能够理解这些字是无稽之谈。
How from chemical you can produce life?
从化学品你怎么可能产生生命呢？
When he's asked, Well, sir, if I give you these chemicals, can you produce life? Immediately he said, that I cannot say. Why?
如果他被问到，好吧，先生，如果给你这些化学品，你能够制造出生命来吗？他立即会说，啊，那我不好说，为什么呢？
It is actually happening.
这事实上就是这样的。
In California University.
在加利福尼亚大学。
One big professor came lecture and he said that by combination of these four chemicals, life has begun.
有一个大教授来了做讲座，并且他说，通过这四种化学品的组合，生命开始了。
So one of our students, he is also doctor in chemistry. He asked immediately, said, "If I give you all these chemicals, whether you can produce life?"
我们的一个学生，他也是一个化学博士，化学博士，他立即就问他，先生，如果给你这些化学品，你能够生产出生命来吗？
His answer was, "That I cannot say."
那个人回答是：“那我不能说。”
Why? That I cannot say. Then why you are proposing all this nonsense?
为什么？那我不能说。为什么你还要提出这些所有这些无稽之谈呢？
If you do not know definitely, now we are trying in future.
如果你不确切的知道的话，哦不，我们正在试验，在将来也许。
This is why in future, but it is common saying.Just no future, however pleasant. Why future? Now, what you have learned, speak that.
就是这样说，要将来怎么怎么。但是有句俗话，不要相信未来，不管它是多么美好。为什么要说未来呢？现在如果你已经学到了，你就讲出来。
Therefore, Arjuna is asking, not to a third-class so-called philosopher and chemist andEconomist, but to Krishna.
所以阿尔俊呢并不是询问一个三流的所谓的哲学家或者化学家或者经济学家，而是向 Krishna 询问。
Krishna. Because whatever answer Krishna will give, that is fact.
因为无论 Krishna 给予什么样的回答，那都是事实。
And Shastra means the things which have been spoken by Krishna.
Shastra 的意思就是 Krishna 所讲的东西。
That is Shastra.
那就是 Shastra.
And Guru means who speaks. Guru means who speaks on behalf of Krishna.
Guru 就意味着一个代表 Krishna 讲话的人。
Sadhu Shastra Guru. So Krishna is asked and the answers are Krishna.Which is give, that is final.
所以是向 Krishna 询问，无论 Krishna 给出什么答案，那都是最终的。
No experiment.
不需要实验。
No future.
不需要未来。
Whatever answer he gives, that is final.
无论他给予什么样的回答，都是最终的。
Otherwise, why people read Bhagavad Gita so carefully? Not now. Thousands of years.Thousands of years, not only in India, in other countries also. So, answers, real answers are there.
要不然为什么人们要那么仔细地阅读《博伽梵歌》呢？不仅仅是现在，成千上万年都是这样，不仅在印度，在其他国家也是。所以真正的答案一定在其中。
So this chapter, 13th chapter, is a very important chapter.
所以这一章第十三章是非常重要的一章。
So many rascals are there, they're talking so many things. But if you want a real answer, that is described by Krishna to the sixth question. Krishna immediately answers in nutshell.
世上有这么多恶棍，他们都在讲那么多那么多东西。但如果你想要真正的回答答案，那都在 Krishna 对这六个问题的回答中描述了。 Krishna 立即给予了一个概要的回答。
The first question was Prakritim Purusham Chaiva.
第一个问题是 Prakritim Purusham Chaiva.
Prakritim Purusha will be answered later on.
在后面会回答 Prakritim Purusham.
The first answer he gave Idam Sariram Kuntiyo.Chitra, Kshetram iti abhidhiyate.
这是他给的第一个回答。
You want to learn what is the field of activities?
你想要知道什么是活动的场所。
Field of activities is not the football ground.
活动场所不是足球场。
This body is field of activities.
这个身体是活动的场所。
When I desire to play in the field, football ground, then I go to the football ground.
当我想要在足球场上玩的时候，我就去足球场。
But real desire is manufactured within.
但真正的欲望是从内部产生出来的。
We are having different types of body because we want to work differently.
我们有不同种类的身体，是因为我们想做不同的活动。
That is the plan.
这便是计划。
I asked so many people.
我问了那么多人。
They say God has created this world.
他们说神创造了这个世界。
That's fact.
那是事实。
But as soon as we ask why he has created this world, why he has created this universe, what is the purpose, they cannot understand.
但当我们问到为什么他创造这个地球，为什么他创造这个宇宙，目的是什么，他们不能够回答。
They cannot give any.
他们不能给出任何回答。
Because they do not know imperfect knowledge.
因为他们不知道，只有不完美的知识。
But anything you do, anything, especially.
但不论你做什么，任何事情，特别是。
Suppose if you construct a very nice house.
假设你建造一座非常美丽的房子。
So I can ask you, what is the purpose of constructing this nice house?
所以我会问你，建造这座美丽的房子目的是什么？
You will say that it is for residential purpose. Either we shall reside or I shall rent it.
你会说这是有目的的，或者我们自己住，或者把它租出去。
It is meant for residential purpose.
这是为了居住的目的的。
Similarly, why these cosmic manifestations, this universe, not only one universe, millions of universes?
同样的，那么为什么有这个宇宙展示呢？这个宇宙不仅仅是这一个宇宙，成千上万的宇宙。
Material world is not very small.
物质宇宙世界并不是很小的。
Material world is only one-fourth manifestation of the whole creation.
物质与世界只是整个创造的四分之一的展示。
And that one-fourth, ekamsi na sthito jagat, Krishna says, the whole material world is only one-fourth creation.
Krishna 说了，整个物质世界只是四分之一的创造。
What is that one-fourth creation?
那么这四分之一的创造是什么呢？
That is replied in the Brahma Sangha. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti.
这在 Brahma Samhita 中回答了。
Jagadanna koti. When Krishna, you have seen Krishna's, what is called, Aryam?
Aram,
yes. So, that is prabha, Krishna's prabha.
所以那是 prabha, Krishna 的 prabha。
So just like the sun has got its shining, similarly Krishna has got.
就好比太阳有光亮，同样 Krishna 也有。
It is borrowed from Krishna's sign.
那是从 Krishna 的闪光中借来的。
So jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. There are millions, koti.
Jagadanna 的意思是这些宇宙有成百万的 koti,
and each universe,
每一个宇宙
jagadanna koti, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, koti su asesa vasudhadi bhinnam, and each universe, there are innumerable planets,
而每个宇宙都以无法计数的星球。
This is material creation.
这是物 这是物质创造。结束。